Excellent. All right. How are we doing, guys? Let's have our lights on this morning so I can see all your lovely faces. Hello, Kathy. Welcome back. Moon boot. I don't know why prayer works for some people and not others, hey? But I should, those of you who weren't around, I actually was supposed to wear a moon boot, but God healed me. And, you know, it's one of the mysteries of God when we get to heaven, isn't it? Why does God heal some people and not others? Or, yeah, some people suffer. And, you know, but God's good. Oh, okay. It's one of those mornings. It happens from time to time. It's okay. Well, Friday church is this Friday night. Friday church. Not Friday youth church. Not Friday night service. Friday church. Let's say it together. Friday church. Friday church. It's a church meeting. Okay? And it's an alternative once a month that we've been trialing, and those that come really enjoy it. Those that come really enjoy the different expression of worship. They enjoy hearing guys like Jordan preaching incredible messages. I mean, this guy, he does do a good job. There's no duds with Jordan. Boy, now you're in trouble, aren't you? And, you know, it's a great way to just come for an hour. Go out afterwards, have a meal. It's Friday. Was that you, Papa? That's $50. Already, we're starting missions early. Let's make sure our phones are on silent or off, eh? That'd be cool. Just for the next, yeah. We're going to finish around 11:30. It's all good. Okay, so Friday church. When is it? This Friday. It's the beginning of the week, right? It's Sunday. So this Friday, 7 o'clock. Who thinks that's a good idea? So it's Friday. Friday. Okay. And it's every second Friday of the month, right through to the end of the year. And it's Friday? Okay, I think we've got it today. Fantastic. Will you come? I heard the front rows. Come on, let's enjoy doing something different on a Friday night. And you know what? You can still go out afterwards anyway. So let's have church for an hour. And many people have said that it's a great alternative that weekend. Because, you know, some people say, well, I'm going to go to Friday and then I'm going to have that weekend off. Well, that's good. That's okay. You can do that. It went really quiet there. Like, what? You mean, well, if you want to be religious, come Sunday as well. That's good. Or you just enjoy the presence of God, come. Hey? There's no reason why we can't have a double dose of the Lord. So Friday church. All right. So we want to get on a little bit because this month, and it's a bit of a, it starts early this month because it's the 2nd today, I think. 2nd of August, is that right? 4th of August, is it? Okay. But our offering's actually the 25th of August. Normally it's towards the end of the month because the week after is Father's Day, first weekend in September. First Sunday is always Father's Day. And so we have these 4 weeks where we talk about in the old-fashioned term, our missions offering. And I'm grateful that we have a very multicultural church. I'm grateful for the things that we're involved in across the nations of the world, and I'm going to explain that, as are some of our people in the next few weeks. So that's going to be fun, isn't it? We've actually got Kathy talking about our school. We'll have a chair up here for you. Won't that be nice? And then we'll Charlie and Shane are going to talk about the churches in a couple of weeks in Africa as well, in Liberia. And we've got Roy, I think, or Jane, I don't know which, talking about, because Jane's not looking at me, about Southeast Asia. And Andrea and my And well, that's he's going to talk about the Philippines and some of the Filipinos and some of the things we want to start over there. So it's really cool, isn't it? Some of the things we're involved in. And so let's just put up a few slides just to get rolling. Those pictures. No, not those. The ones Helen had. You know, the yeah, here we go. So here's some of our people in West Africa. This is Liberia. They're saying hello. Next one. Lights, yeah, that'd be cool. Thanks, Dave. All right, so keep going. Let's just run through these quickly. Fantastic. Awesome. Oh, stop there. Just go back. That's Pastor Collie there with his nice green. That was so he's the senior minister of the churches over there. There are actually two C3 churches in Liberia. And I'll explain a little bit about that probably today, how that all occurred about 4 years ago, started. And that's actually not his wife, but his sister-in-law. We're at her house one time. Next one. Beautiful. So here we are in Southeast Asia now. Some of the, remember we built schools for them? Well, there they are. Look, and there's one being constructed. Next one. And all right, okay, just a few, yep. And the Philippines. There's my daughter Sarah with some of the kids. And there's, I think that's Andrea. Yep, talking there. It might not be. She's the only blonde one, so I guess it is. All right. Fantastic. You turn the lights back on. I just wanted to give you a bit of a short, you know. It's exciting, isn't it? It's exciting being a part of the church that is bigger than ourselves, right? Isn't it? And so now we go to my slides, Dave. I want to talk about our leap into spring. Let's say it together, LIS, local and international support. Local and international support. All right, so that's what leap into spring is. And so I want to explain two parts of our leap into spring offering this morning. And both of us are as important as the other. And I'll preach into this so that you're clearer today. And I expect, because I will use these passages ongoing for the next few weeks as well, I felt like God gave me this particular passage of Scripture in the early church. So here we are, leap into spring, local international support, target 65,000. You know we're close to 60,000 for this year. How cool is that? We are a generous church that loves to get involved in this, and so I know that we can continue. So I've just raised the bar a little bit. Thought, come on, we can go 60. Look, that's just you got to aim somewhere. There's no reason why we couldn't go over it either. Whatever God puts on your heart, you know, business people, and you know, I know it's not uncommon. I know of some churches that you know some of the business people will give 100,000 off because they're making so much money they're able to do that. So this is not about. It's just a guide because over the last few years we've raised 60. I thought, well, you know what? It's good to go up a little bit at least, isn't it? So that's where that's at. And offering date, August 25. And we're going to do this together. So if you have your... Show me these two. Let's just talk about these for a second before I get into my message. Is that okay? You all should have got one of these. You got your envelope. And you have your Leap into Spring promise card. You have an envelope, and you have your Leap into Spring promise card. You can go through the brochure. Who likes our brochure this year? That's pretty cool. Did a good, great job. So you can read that for yourself. Now, the idea of this is, all right, we all kind of ready? All right, so we have this miracle offering card. Now, and we have our faith promise card, the same things on them. It's C3 Liberia, which I'll explain, Southeast Asia, the Philippines, and our greatest need. Now, we need, if you look at your, if I'll just read from the brochure, we actually need around $20,000 to keep the school running. Hasn't it been good? We've been able to pay staff at the school and keep 137 kids and orphans in school this year. I'd love to keep that continuing. And so that's That's part of that 20,000, which is mentioned in the brochure. And then there's the conferences. In fact, we partnered this year, C3 Oxford, or not C3 Oxford Falls, but one of his men, Pastor Pat Ancliffe, called me. We went to a conference, and there were 8 of us from our church went this year to Liberia. And the short of it was that they helped financially to run the conference with us. So it was a joint venture. Now, that's really good, isn't it? So we're actually joining with others because I'm going to explain this in my message, so I won't go too far into that because I think it'll make more sense as we go along. And we've also been able to buy some land in Liberia. And remember, we've got land in Liberia. We've got quite a lot of land. Susan Patar's here this morning. And great to have Liberians in our churches is how it started, this venture. And so our church has become quite famous in C3. Do you know why? Because we've started. We have conquered a brand new country for C3. There was no C3 in Liberia, and now there is. Hey, I reckon it's worth a clap. And then there's Southeast Asia. We obviously want to raise money for Southeast Asia. Now, these are guides. Roy emailed me during the week. You know, if it ends up being more, that's fine. We'll allocate the money to where you want to put it. But this is the one I like. Because if there's greatest need, you see on the envelope and on the card, it says greatest need box. So if you're not fussed, you just say, you know what? I'm happy to give my money. And we can disperse the funds. It actually makes our life a lot easier because then we can just put it where the need is greatest at the time. And so but you have options there as well. All right, I want to get into my message. Is that okay? So come with me to Acts 2 verse 7. Now I've got the slide for this, Dave. This is the other, my message slides now. So what day do we bring in our cash promise, and which doesn't have to be cash, by the way. Well, Dave's, you got it there already. It doesn't have to be cash. It just means an immediate offering. And I want to explain this in my message today. And, miracles happen when we allow, do something that's quite powerful. Who needs a miracle financially? Some of the ways that we can break through or get employment or whatever it is to bring something to God. God's going to honour it. It doesn't always happen immediately back, I must add. I don't know why. Sometimes we think it's, but he does. And I've heard of stories over and over again of how God's done that. And I'll probably explain that in the next few weeks as well. And the other part is the faith promise. That's that card, right? So with the card, this is something you can budget for, isn't it? It's also something you can faith budget for. Say, Lord, what, as a couple or as a single person, you go, what do you want me to give? And we can do that over the next 12 months as well. Is that clear? All right, let's get into it. They were amazed and astonished. This is in the early church in Acts, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? Now, this is the day of Pentecost. And the tongues have come. And the crowd that has gathered are actually saying, how are these people speaking these languages, languages that we understand, when they are all Galileans? Okay, clear enough? When a lot of people get on board with what the Holy Spirit is doing in the life of a church, it becomes transformational. I'm telling you guys, when God is on, when we do things corporately. And so my first point this morning is together. I've already started mentioning it. Together. How important is together, do you think? Together. We could not do what we do internationally if we didn't do it together. Two are better than one, Ecclesiastes talks about. Proverbs everywhere, it's very hard to dispute that God likes to work together. So it is extremely difficult to deny that God uses his people together to build his church, right? Now, we often just think, because we can only see in front of us, we only just think of church as in right here. But isn't it cool that we're able to help with African churches? Isn't it amazing that as our local church, we're able to help with Philippines, we're able to help in Southeast Asia, we're able to bring things that actually, like even church planning and help with new church works, because the body of Christ is as big as God. Hey? It's not limited. And so I want to show you this, Acts 2:8. I've put it up because I've got the new English version. Can you see it? Oh, yeah, it's easy on there. I'm just on the TV screen. It's not so clear. That's for my benefit, so it doesn't matter. And how is it that we hear, here as in it, with our ears, right? How is it that we hear, each of us in his own native tongue, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans, the poor people that call the Cretans, hey? But anyway, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. The mighty works of what? The mighty works of God. God is at work through the power of the Holy Spirit, particularly when we unite for his common purposes. Yes? And there is an emphasis on what the cooperative power of his people can achieve when the Holy Spirit rests on them for specific purposes. It is healthy to be in unison. Would everyone agree? First, to experience his amazing power. Yeah? They're in unison in the upper room. What happens? They experience what? His amazing power. It is healthy to be in unison to further the cause of the gospel. Power, witness. They go hand in hand. And in verse 9 to 11 of Acts, there are over 20 countries and regions named, which I've just talked about. And God is showing his church through the power of his Holy Spirit that he accepts. Now, back in this day, it was unheard of. He accepted, it wasn't just Jews, he accepted Samaritans. He accepted Roman officers. He accepted Gentiles. No one was exempt from the demonstration of God's power, because the church is all about everyone corporately, whoever you are, there doesn't matter, you're a part of the kingdom of God. And so, I know we know this to some degree. The tongues in Acts was always a sign to believers that the gospel had overcome ethnic and geographical barriers. And I believe we're gaining momentum with our local and international support. I believe we're on the cusp of moving into a whole new zone in this area. I don't know about you, but there's something, when you read scriptures about how much God cares for the poor and needy. So I'm expecting our church to blossom in a few areas, which we have listed in our brochure already, which we've discussed a little bit. So in Acts, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Christian relationships across every human boundary. Hear me again. Christian relationships across every human boundary, regardless of sex, regardless of gender, regardless of color, regardless of what the world may say, regardless of anything, the gospel of Jesus Christ is not limited. And in many ways, it is a reversal of the consequences, particularly the scripture, of the Tower of Babel, where they wanted to all unite, but God said, no, I love the diversity, I created them, and that's why my Holy Spirit will work throughout all the churches throughout the world. The Holy Spirit working through people coming together encourages universal inclusion. 2:21, I have the PowerPoint for this. 2:21. And it will come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. Now we live in an area, you know, it will come to pass. If God says it, it's going to come to pass. And the great thing is that it will come to pass, and we are helping it come to pass in other nations as well. And I love that. And here is something I found when I dug a little deeper into this text. The people were praying together in the upper room, most likely at somebody's house. And in 2 verse 6, and when this sound occurred, the multitude came together. Now, a multitude, how many people is a multitude? It's a lot, right? A multitude came together. A multitude of people came together. This was thousands and thousands of people that came together. Now, I don't know about you, but they weren't all going to fit in the upper room, were they? So something's happened. You know what it was? It's not entirely clear, but mostly commentators do agree on this, that they actually ended up at the temple of God. They ended up at church. That makes sense, doesn't it? Where does God work from? His church. Where does he have his greatest power? Where the church meet corporately and are together and in unison and with the vision of the house of God. Come on. So, then we know Peter speaks to the crowd. Why is this so important? God works through his people in unity. They have their local church in common. And as they continue together under the influence of the Holy Spirit, there is global impact. Who would have thought? Only God could do it, couldn't he? There was global impact. We cannot deny that when God's people come together and allow the infilling of the Holy Spirit, are constantly filled with his power, that they have local and global church growth. The church is alive, it's not dead. Local and international global church growth happens through churches that are alive with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And so we have Leap into Spring, local and international support. It's a God thing. Do you agree? It's a God thing. It's something that God's got his hand on. Four years ago, as I was saying earlier, there were no churches in Liberia or West Africa for C3 Church. And the Patars, Susan and my wife, as many of you will know by now, some of you won't, went to Africa with my daughter. Then now, 4 years later, went from a small group of just Pastor Collie's family and a few others, and that was it, a handful of people. Now, there are two full churches and two on the way for C3. There's over 300 people, now I'm being conservative, there's over 300 people. That's church growth, right? It wouldn't have happened. It would not have happened without our giving. Would not have happened without the local church here, because faith builds faith, and I want to get to that. And I'll show you, give you an illustration of that as we go along. And on top of that, what's amazing is we now have a school and an orphanage over there as well. Yeah, sure, it's a bit messy. Stuff, you know, it's not always as like we would have it, but then we're not dealing with the same, you know, it's a different world. And that's okay. So Pastor Collie's the senior minister of these three churches. I'll tell you now. He telephoned me 3 days ago. He's still not 100%. Be good to pray for Pastor Collie. He's got this problem in his head. And they can't help him locally. It's amazing, isn't it, how the enemy wants to stop the growth of and health of the church. He'll always try and get to the leaders. And he rang me up and he said, oh, did you get my emails? Because I was been away for a few weeks. And I said, no, I missed them. And so he said, you know, we wanted to do something for ourselves. And so myself and Pastor Contessa and Pastor Maxwell, who's on probation in the church as C3, they got together, and I think to the other rubber mill, the small one as well, I've forgotten his name. But anyway, these four churches, they got together. And I said, because Pastor Contessa really wanted to have some land to build a building. You know how Pastor Collie's got a little bit of land. Anyhow, these are people, let me give you the context. These are people that are only able to have that their average monthly, everyone say monthly so we get this, their monthly income is $75 US average, if they're working. Now, only 15% of the population work in Liberia, unfortunately. But anyway, long story short, they were managed to raise $800 US to buy half a lot of land together. It wouldn't have happened, Greg. It wouldn't have happened if we hadn't actually had the faith to buy some land for them, for their school. And they, you know what? They were encouraged in their faith. And they said, what can we do? What can we do to build the gospel? How good is that? See, that's faith in action. But it wouldn't have happened without the local church, with the hand of God on it going, we can do this together. I don't know how they've done it, to be quite honest. But God's made a miracle happen for them. You see, I want to get to this. Miracles are normal. My second point, miracles are normal. Turn to your neighbor and say, miracles are normal. You see, the actual title of my message is this, and it's my points, really. Together, miracles happen when we give. Together, let's say it together. Together, miracles happen when we give. Together, miracles happen when we give. Together, we've already talked about that. Together, do you agree? Together, we're stronger than alone. Together, the Holy Spirit comes. Together, there's power that can actually do miracles across continents. Incredible, amazing things can happen. Secondly, miracles happen. Let's talk about this for a minute. When we're in on what God is on in His church, miracles are normal. When we are in on what God is on in His church, miracles are normal. See, Peter is in full swing. And he's launched out from his comfort zone and he's crossed the chicken line. And the Holy Spirit's on him and he's speaking words to the multitude of people. Yeah? And he says these words in 2:24. I've got the PowerPoint, Dave. God raised him up. What a powerful verse. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death because it was not possible for him to be held by it. Peter is seeing a vision the Holy Spirit has given him of the impossible becoming possible through the life of Jesus Christ. Through the life of Jesus Christ in us, the impossible can be possible. Amen? It can be. It can be. What they thought was going to be death actually turned to the greatest life on the whole of the planet. And so, it's impossible for death to keep its hold on him. I'll talk about this for a moment. See, when we're involved together in the purposes of God under the influence of His Holy Spirit, death has no hold on us. When we're together and when we're doing the will of God together, and we have already established already halfway through that God is on local and international support, yes? God's on it. That together, that death cannot hold us down. That there are things that will change in your world because miracles happen when we're together and also when we give. And I want to explain giving as well because it's more than just our literal giving, although obviously that's what we want. We want to raise a miracle offering. We want to have a faith promise offering as well. But it's about us corporately being involved together in unison for the power of the miracle working hand of God throughout all the other regions that we're involved in. Amen. Death has no hold on you. Turn to your neighbor and say, death has no hold on you. You see, although men had killed him, I'm going to state the obvious. Although men had killed him, God raised him from the dead. Now, there's an interesting point right there, isn't it? We try and do things on our own. What happens? When we try and do things without the power of God on our lives, what happens? It doesn't always work out, does it? God loves it. God really, hello Laura. God really enjoys. God really works when we are together in the Holy Spirit, and miracles will happen. Miracles are going to happen. We keep death away from encroaching on our doorstep, into our families and into our workplaces, into our children's lives, because Christ, and because we have Christ, and we've manned up, as it were, together for his cause. And the greater the expansion of the kingdom of God as we man up and really own in. I've got some scriptures coming. So you can't fly solo. Turn to your neighbor and say, you can't fly solo. Let's be honest, how many times do we like to try and fly solo? But the body of Christ is not solo. So we can't fly solo on this. We've got to do it together. You'd be robbing yourself of the miracle-working power of God by trying to do things your way. There's already a vision in place. There's already the hand of God on what we're doing. That's obvious over the years. Yeah? As a church. And so when we corporately get on board, we've got God, what God's already doing. That's where the best miracles happen for us. Acts 2:44. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. Let me say it again. And all who believed were together and had what? All things in common. When we work together, when we have all things in common, we expect a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our church and into our own lives. We expect it. If we really take this seriously, we can expect God to be pouring out into our lives. I can tell that some of you aren't quite convinced on this, so we'll keep going. See, we have a common purpose. Do we not? We have a common purpose, and we're talking about at the moment, called Leap into Spring. Do we not? It's a common purpose. And the supernatural power of God is greatest when we are all together in one place. Do you agree? And have all things in common. Yes? And when we align ourselves to what God is doing through his church and its people, death backs away. It has no hold. And the devil is vividly aware that death has no hold, so he'll do anything to cause argument, will he not? He'll do anything to try and destroy marriages. He'll do anything to won't he? He'll try anything in this world to try and pull people apart, but the church is at its greatest when it's together and has all things in common. And so when we try and fly solo or say, you know what, I want to do this because I'm giving to this and that. Well, if we're part of the local church and we have a vision, then we should get on board with what God wants to do for his church. Am I right? Because that's how God works best. It's plain and simple. That's what happened from the day of Pentecost. And the church grew. And grew and grew because everyone was on board. And they listened to the apostles' teaching, the Bible says. So leadership is important in all that. God always places his people. So, let's go here. You shall receive power. This is Acts 1:8. Thanks, buddy. You're on the ball. Thanks, sound guys. You're awesome. You shall receive power. And I've written there dynamite. Remember what Jeff said a few weeks ago? You shall receive power. And I mean, this is just not just a little bit of power. This is dynamite. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses. It's plural. It's not solo. It's not singular. It's witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the end of the earth. Your power is together in one place under the influence of the Holy Spirit and will affect our world at large. Who believes that the Holy Spirit wants us to affect our world at large? It's not just a local thing. This is an international thing. God's planned it from the very beginning. That's why tongues broke out. They were able to hear all their different languages and go, hang on a minute, I know that man, and he doesn't speak that language, because God wanted the whole world to be affected by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so God will use other churches and plant churches like we have around the world so that the gospel will forge forward. I know I'm a bit passionate. I'll have to go home and have a shower. That's okay. See, the Holy Spirit's on together. The Holy Spirit is on in common. And the miracles, the signs and wonders, they become normal when we're in sync together on those things we know are His will. Now, we've already established that nothing is closer to God's heart than reaching all people groups wherever they may be. And something else together and in common, and I'll just quickly share this because I want to get to point three, is praising God and having favor with all people, mentioned in Acts 2. Praising God and having favor with all people. Favor is a miracle hand of God, not so common for non-believers. There are advantages to being part and having the Holy Spirit and the Christ in your life. The favor of God with man and with God. Things change. Because of the favor we have with God, when we're in this corporate setting, we have things in common and we're giving together, favor can open up in your world. You've got to believe that. And so, let's go to three. So together, miracles happen. When we? Giving started at the day of Pentecost of the early church. See, they gave of their time to prayer. They gave of themselves to one another for the unity of the Holy Spirit. Love always wins out. So they loved one another. They helped one another where they could. Peter gave of his time and passionately spoke. They determined to have all things in common. So faith together shared it together. They shared their faith together. They would not be drawn away to their own thing or their own way of doing things. They determined that God was on when they were together, as we've talked about, when they had all things in common and the Holy Spirit was moving so much, they thought, wow, why would I want to be anywhere else? And they gave up things which they held dear to themselves, the Bible says about this passage of Scripture. They chose not to cause, to get into disagreements unnecessarily. Okay, we might have the odd squabble, but we're determined to fix it up as quickly as we can. And they chose not to be a solo agent, which I've discussed a little bit. And so we know the Holy Spirit works when we're together. Miracles are normal when we give. And they were selling their possessions, Acts 2:45, Dave. They were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Where's our greatest need, church? Where's our greatest need? It's not here, is it? Our greatest, those of you who have ever been to a developing country, the greatest need for our church is overseas, without a shadow of a doubt. Would you agree, Sue? Suzanne's been a couple of times. Charlie, our greatest need. It's not here, is it? It's great that we've got poor care, right? It's great that we do that. It's part of Jerusalem, Judea. But our greatest need as a Western church is beyond. So that's why I'm passionate. Because I know God works when we're together on this. And so, let me just ask you, was the church lacking in any way, the early church? It says no. It actually says in Acts 4 that they weren't lacking anything. So we often think, naturally, that when we give, we're going to lack something. This wasn't the case. Because when we give, God does something quite marvelous amongst all of us. We will not lack. And if we will not lack, let's be free in this. Does that make sense? So Leap into Spring is obviously where our most need is. And so they came together, we see the miracles. But when it comes to the crunch of giving, I'm going to play it safe, you might say. The Holy Spirit doesn't play the logic game. He is the Holy Spirit, which means He is God, and which means He has other avenues of supply that we don't know about. And so it's not going to be logical. Well, I have this much I can. When if you really get a hold of what the vision is for our church and under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you will actually find the power to actually have a greater release of faith into your life, and you will see God move. I'm convinced of it. And so the miracles, the faith, the signs and wonders for our financial world come when we give. Just as there are miracles in the other areas of our lives, whether they be a relationship healed or healing of the body. I mean, some of those things have been quite remarkable in our church when we come together in unity. It's the same with our funds. God wants to bless your funds. You've got to believe that. You have to believe that God wants to help you. Doesn't want to have death. He wants you to have life. See, in Acts 1:8, the churches, and I'm going to finish, witness in a minute, witnesses together under the influence of the Holy Spirit are normal, and His people have the favor of God through their giving. With God and with men, they have favor. We are called to generosity, especially towards the poor and the needy. Are we agreed on this? We are called to what? Generosity, especially towards the poor and the needy. And so, let me give you a couple of examples. Because it's in Acts, this first one. The sin of Ananias and Sapphira was not greed or materialism, but deceit. In Acts 5, they said they were going to give a certain amount, and they didn't. So who were they deceiving? God. It was not that they had retained part of the proceeds of the sale. God does not worry about that. But that they had not done so. They were pretending to give it all. And it didn't go favorably for them. And death was because what have they done? They'd gone to the world. They'd gone to their own logic. They'd gone to the death area of their lives, right? The best way to explain this is to go back to the Old Testament, in 1 Kings 17, with Elijah. He goes to the widow who had nothing left, and she actually said, "My son and I, well, I'm preparing this little meal. I've got the sticks. It's going to be our last meal, and then we die." Naturally, it may look like everything's going to be dying. But God. Come on. But God. And so Elijah says, what does he say? This is the total reverse of Ananias and Sapphira. I'm going to hold back what I know God wants me to give. Are you hearing me? That's what they basically said. They were deceitful about it. Said, no, I'm not going to do that. But I tell you, you're missing out on the greatest miracle of all, because what happened in 1 Kings 17 was quite remarkable. And as she prepared a little loaf of bread for Elijah, said, "Give me some first." You see, God doesn't want everything, but when we give something to Him, He's able to work a miracle. And as she gave of that bread, Elijah says, "Now, from now on until this drought is over, until things are, I will give you enough flour and enough oil for the rest of the days until the drought finishes." And that's exactly what happened. Now, what would you rather do? Would you rather die or would you rather trust God? Would you rather live? And then I know that we don't actually, we're not dying, but we can be in our mindset dying to what God has for our lives. And there are miracles when we actually are together. Miracles happen when we. So I would love that all of us get on board this year with Leap into Spring. Because otherwise it's not together, is it? Together, miracles happen. I don't know about you, but I need a miracle in my life. Well, I'm thinking of someone else in my family. We need miracles. We need miracles. Oh, I want this opportunity. I want this opportunity. I want this opportunity, don't you? Imagine trying to. I just saw all your faces looking at her. Is this just... Anyway. Is this okay? You're getting this morning. Now, if you can't be here on the 25th of August, because it's great to do it together, don't you agree? It's something that's power when we do it together. But if for whatever reason you can't be here, feel free to pop it in the offering any week from now. Both of those things. Now, because we have a change of staffing, what I've decided to do, leaders, is that we're just going to do it together on the 25th of August. Is that okay? So it's just going to be easier this year to do it that way. So we're all going to bring our offering. We've got plenty of time. We can pray about this. We can trust God on this. But I don't know about you. But I want to touch more and more people. You know, there's more people being saved in Liberia because of what we started. I don't know about some of the areas I'm not involved in so much, but the power is through his church. Come on, let's stand for a moment. I promise I'll finish very, very shortly. Let's raise our hands to God. Death cannot hold us down. Come on, let's say it. Death cannot hold me down. I'm part of the resurrection life of Christ. Father, I thank you that together miracles happen when we give. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Father God, come on, let's just worship God for a moment. Sariyayam bashuriyaya bashikiyaya basarabaranda. Oh my God. Father, I pray that we will break through in barriers that we never thought possible spiritually. Lord, that as your vision for this church goes forth, Lord, that as people get on board, Lord, that together, Lord, we will hear of miracles happening personally and corporately. Who would like more miracles in the house of God? When we do this, things like this together, God can't help but pour out his Holy Spirit and produce something quite marvelous. Oh my God. Oh my God. Come on, let's finish with a song, Jared. Let's lead us. Thanks, guys.